The next patient is Junior Archer. The last name is A-R-C-H-E-R. The first name, Junior, J-U-N-I-O-R. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old white male that is a patient of Mr. William Gill, PA-C, that is referred to this practice because of deterioration of the kidney function. During the last year, in the year 2021, this patient had an estimated GFR of about 61, and in August 31st of 2022, the GFR switched to 51 mLs per minute, period. The patient has a past medical history of cardiovascular disease and cardiac arrhythmias that has been followed by the cardiologist. He has a history of a meningioma that was excised in Tampa General 5 years ago, and the patient developed seizures after the surgery. The seizures have been under control with the administration of lamotrigine, L-A-M-O-T-R-I-G-I-N-E, period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia, period. I am suspecting some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to the above past medical history. By reviewing the medications, the patient takes medication for the BPH, that is Proscar and alfuzosin, A-L-F-U-Z, like in Zulu, O-S-I-N, 10 milligrams every day. He takes aspirin, lorazepam, multivitamins, and Vimpat, V-I-M-P-A-T. Period. The patient has some side effects related to the administration of lamotrigine, but in general terms, he's feeling well. Period. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis, protein creatinine ratio, or any microalbumin creatinine ratio. All this workup is going to be ordered to see if we can explain the deterioration of the kidney function. Kidney ultrasound will be also part of the workup. Once we complete the workup, we are going to reevaluate the patient. Number two, the patient has a blood pressure of 130 over 80. The patient is slightly overweight. Following number, history of hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has the cardiovascular disease. Following number, hypogonadism. I want to thank Mr. Gill for the kind referral. We'll keep him posted with the progress, and we are going to reevaluate the patient after the workup. Period paragraph, I spend 15 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face conversation 25 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.